Fahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think the coach has done a great job, you know, whether it's individual or just, you know, we get a lot of reps with a lot of guys, and, you know, all the tackles have been doing a great job. So, you know, I've been, you know, communicating with all of them and doing run blocks with all of them. So, coach has done a great job, you know, just, you know, keep rotating people and, you know, whatever coaches go with, you know, we trust them completely. And, yeah.
Big Joe Tooney, who I'm looking forward to seeing in real action when the lights come on at Soldier Field in a week from this upcoming Monday. Bears.
It's almost here, man.
I know, man. I love it. I love that it is almost here. But yeah, that was Joe Tooney. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I am Mark Grody in for Layla. We've been excited to talk to our next guest. He is Adam Johns. He is a Bears insider for CHGO, co-host of the Hogue and Johns podcast as well, and now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Johnsy, what's going on, buddy? Thanks for coming on, man.
How's it going, fellas? Week one is here. It's coming right. Well, college football starts tonight,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Five straight days of college football, and then the NFL starts next week.
How badly, Johnsy, you've been doing this a long time now, man, covering the Bears. How badly? You always talk about the players wanting to hit somebody else in training camp at some point, but there's also a point for the media, too.
Where you want to hit somebody else?
Where you want to hit somebody else. Absolutely.
<All the time.
laughs> we need a real game so we can talk about real things, right, Adam?
Oh, absolutely. There comes a point in training camp. It's like usually right after the first preseason game where you're just ready for the real games, where all the storylines have been told three or four times. Maybe there's an undrafted guy that comes about, like the Teo Benedict story.
Yeah.
That came about. So you get a couple storylines that persist into the regular season, but for the most part, you need real football. You need the Bears to get their players healthy. You need everything lined up for how they want to play, how they want to look. But, yes, you reach that point probably usually midway through training camp.
You're right. The Theo Benedet story is a great story. How real, though, do you think the Theo Benedet story is? As in, is there any chance for there to be a surprise party and he's your starting left tackle or even actually the backup left tackle for the Bears?
I would say, Grody, it was real enough for the Bears to move their prize second-round pick, Ozzie Chipillo, who they praised a ton, to move him from the left side to the right side, to take him completely out of the competition. Out of the competition.
Yeah.
Move him on the right side. Like, since Theo Benedict entered that conversation, we have not seen Ozzie Chipillo on the left side at all. So that's how real it got. I think the biggest storyline of that competition was, like, Braxton Jones versus himself.
Yeah.
Getting healthy, feeling better, getting that left leg, that left ankle up to strength. Then Benedict entered the conversation. But, yes, it would be surprising if week one your starter is the Canadian Eagle. That would be extremely surprising.
The Canadian Eagle.
You never rule anything out. I mean, we saw Jaquan Brisker leave practice. Like, injuries happen. Maybe there's a rolled ankle that happens to Braxton Jones and the Canadian Eagles. You're starting week one left tackle against the Minnesota Vikings.
You love that Canadian Eagle, don't you, Johnsy?
Well, it's a good nickname.
Yeah, it is a good nickname.
I like it.
It is beautiful.
I'm with you on that, Adam. I got to ask you about that Jaquan Brisker walking off the field yesterday with a trainer. How concerning is that because of not only his condition, but also where they are with the secondary right now?
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of layers to this, just from an individual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, this happened during a special teams period. So a lot of the media didn't even see what happened. Like, the most of the team is going through a special teams period with Richard Hightower. Now, Jaquan Brisker is not part of those special teams. So to see him leave during that period, you're wondering what happened on the other opposite field. We were standing on field three. He was on field four with the defensive backs. So you're wondering what happened. And then he was, like, walking very slowly, too, with head trainer Andre Tucker. Then he went into one of their, how would you describe it, one of their garages,
yeah,
over there by the backfield,
yeah,
where he was evaluated. And then he left by cart. So not good. It wasn't a lower body injury where they put, like, an air cast or anything like that, but never good to see a player leave in that situation. And then from his perspective, yes, he's got the concussion history. He struggled to stay on the field because of that concussion history. From a team perspective, that secondary hasn't been at full strength since the spring. It's been a long time since we've seen them healthy. So Jalen Johnson is getting back. Kyler Gordon is getting back. And now Jaquan Brisker just left. So that's the story of the secondary.
Yeah, right, I mean, fair to be concerned about that for sure. As we're talking to Adam Johns right now, CHGO, co-host of the Hogan Johns podcast, Mark Grody and Marshall Harris here on the Rahimi and Harris show. I'll ask you the question that we've been kicking around, Adam, and a question that Mully and Haw asked to Ben Johnson on the Score. What does success look like for the Bears this year?
There's got to be victories included in this conversation.
I hope so.
I know Ben Johnson is on the record saying that before. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he said something about establishing their type of identity, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So if
identity, physicality, all the general like football terms, Adam.
Yes. Yeah. So take all those general football terms. Sum it up as this physical identity that the Bears want, that better produce wins. That's what this game is about. I get that there has to be some patience with this process because you have a new offense and a second-year quarterback and some new pieces all over the field, offense and defense. I understand that, but last season was a mess. Ben Johnson was brought here to clean some of this up. He's brought here to modernize this offense. His track record says he will, so I know what he's saying, but I know he's on record saying before that he's here to win, judge him by those wins and losses. So that's everything. That's football. It's a professional sport. Got to win the football games.
But I think, Adam, when you look at where this team is in terms of being a brand new team with a brand new head coach and understanding this will take time, shouldn't we be comfortable with the idea that they're going to start slower and they should finish stronger, so maybe more wins in the second half? Kind of like what happened in his first year as offensive coordinator in Detroit.
Yeah, I think that would be immensely positive if it plays out that way. This is a very difficult schedule. There's a couple back-to-back games. Like, even the Ravens. Is it the Ravens?
Yeah,
Bengals,
it's Ravens.
Back on the road? Like,
that's it.
Those are serious contenders with serious quarterbacks. They're, at least the Ravens are. Joe Burrow is a threat every time he steps on the field. But this is not an easy schedule by any stretch. Look, I think the Bears, looking at them on paper, they're going to be a competitive team. Ben Johnson will have this offense functioning, not like last year. It's going to be better than last year. Now, how many wins does that equate to? I don't know. I'm somewhere in the 8 to 10 win range. If you catch me on a positive day, maybe catch me on the weekend, I'll say 10 wins.
Okay.
On this Thursday afternoon, I'm at like maybe 9. Maybe this morning before the coffee, it was 8. So as the days go and the sun shines, and I love this weather too, so that's probably part of the optimism as well. But I think that range fits the Bears perfectly. I think
Mark will get you to 11 if you let him.
Yeah, I did. You know, when the schedule came out, dude, of course, like, we're all crazy. There's a little bit of fandom.
I was not crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, stop trying to, like, put me in the bucket with you.
You were a very reasonable Marshall that day. There is no doubt about it.
Adam, so your 8 to 10 is interesting to me because I think their schedule is just so much more difficult than it was last year with the NFC East and obviously the AFC North. I think they can be very good in this division, though. I think they can have, as far as in-division record, those six games, they could go 4-2 or 5-1.
That's a great point because you're almost expecting the NFC North, like as good as it has been, especially last year, to take a step back in a regard. We're going to see J.J. McCarthy in week one. He may look fantastic in week one, but by week 10, we could have a different storyline because there's a lot more film on him and defensive coordinators could be attacking him differently. He could be having his own ups and downs. And then you have the Lions. Like, when is this attrition going to be enough to lose your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator, their head coaches elsewhere? Like, that matters. That really matters.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't keep this roster together forever. Like, how long is this window open for the Lions? Is this the year where that window kind of struts a little bit on the Lions because of their losses on the coaching staff? So, yeah, that's a great point, Marshall. While the rest of the schedule doesn't look that favorable for the Bears, maybe they make their strides by stealing a couple wins within the division, which would be positive, extremely positive progress for the Chicago Bears.
How will the defense be different this year? Are you hopeful for the defense this year?
Well, I'm still concerned about the pass rush.
Yeah.
We just went over the secondary. This all depends on how Dennis Allen is going to run this. He's going to be aggressive. It's going to be confusing for quarterbacks. He's going to need to help that pass rush out. He's going to need to attack these quarterbacks in different ways. So we've seen examples throughout training camp of that. He's got a really unique dime package. I wonder when he's going to use that. Austin Booker, he's injured. He was part of that dime package. So there's so many different things he was doing in training camp to confuse Caleb Williams. Now, whether that or not that works in the regular season, we'll see. But it's really on him because, I don't know, that pass rush, at least from the front four, guys, I don't know if it's going to be there throughout the year.
I love this because it leads me perfectly into my question. Maybe he will jump on the bandwagon before it's too late. Mark's had his opportunity. I have more confidence in the offense getting to where it needs to be than I do the defense getting to where it needs to be under Ben Johnson, scheming things up, even if he doesn't have maybe the quarterback play he wants from Caleb Williams. He'll figure it out. I don't know that Dennis Allen's got the guys to figure this out.
Well, especially in the secondary right now. Like Nick McCloud, great story. Nashawn Wright, great story. You know, like he's got that connection with Al Harris, the Bears defensive backs coach, but their starters aren't out there. Like I don't know what this defense looks like at full strength. I really don't. And you want to see it. Maybe if Jalen Johnson's out there and Tyreek Stevens takes the next step in his career and Brisker's thing from the other day isn't serious, like this team could be a force. Let's not forget T.J. Edwards just left practice the other day with an unknown injury. So, like,
Terrain Edwards is out too, right? Isn't Maine still
like,
out?
Yeah, that wasn't – I feel like, no, he returned.
He did? Okay.
He did, but Austin Booker – maybe your best young pass rusher who could complement Montez Sweat, who allows you to move Dio Odangbo into defensive tackle on your pass rushing situations. Like, we haven't seen this fully on the field. So I'm with you. Like, Marshall, there's some reasons to be optimistic. I think it starts with Dennis Allen and his experience, but we haven't seen, like, the full defense that he wants on the field all at once, yeah.
Yeah, I just was, as a lifelong resident and being on the beat since 2018, I couldn't bring myself
to bet against the Bears' defense.
Well, not even that. To bet on. It's more like betting
on the offense.
I'm betting on the Bears' offense. So that's where I have been a little bit tentative.
They paid Ben Johnson all that money.
You're right.
He's got to scheme it up. And if Caleb Williams is not ready at the start, which I don't expect him to be, until he's ready to be the franchise guy that they talk about, the potential being reached as number one overall pick, he's got to be able to draw it up to make it look good regardless.
Yeah. Well, how are you handling the Caleb Williams story? We all know how crazy it is out on these streets, Adam Johns, when we talk about Caleb Williams. It really is. What have you thought about his camp and like what maybe you're expecting early on this season from Caleb Williams specifically?
I'm watching his relationship with Ben Johnson because I think there's going to be some ups, but I think those downs are really going to test the patience of Ben Johnson,
great
who
point.
Is shown to be this very intense coach where everything matters to the finest detail. And Caleb has struggled in his offense at points. Now he's had some good moments, the Buffalo game, even like the last practice we got to see fully. It didn't look good early on, but he finished on a high note in a situational drill where he tends to emerge and rise to the occasion in those two-minute situations. But that's everything to me. Yes, there's so many different storylines, Dennis Allen's defense, Jaquan Brisker's health, Colston Loveland. Like, there's a lot of different storylines this season to watch, but the chemistry between the head coach and the quarterback, that is everything. If they get on the same page and this works and this clicks and they get through some of those down moments and that relationship becomes stronger, guys, that's everything.
Yeah.
We've covered this before. It didn't work between Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. It didn't work with Jay Cutler and Mark Trestman. Can this be different? That's it. Like, can Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson break from that pass? And it's unfair to lump them into that pass, but that's what it is. That's the organization. Those are the swings and misses that we all know and have covered so much and have all experienced here in Chicago.
Adam, I know how used to you are working with Adam Hoag because you guys do an outstanding podcast.
Who's that?
I don't know, some guy. You know, we had to flip a coin between who we were going to have on today, and hopefully we'll have Hoag on plenty throughout the year. But yeah, the Hoag and Johns podcast. My question, though, is have you been able to adapt to put up with Mark Carmen, who I think is, if I'm not mistaken, is he at the U.S. Open right now?
No, he's back. He's back. I just did some other show today.
Oh.
Carm's awesome. If you want to talk Tyson Bagent, he is your guy. He is definitely your guy. But
he got the scoop, man.
He's driving that bandwagon.
You know what? Like, guys, can I ask you a question? Like,
yes.
The way they talk about Tyson Bagent, does it ever feel like a bit curious to you or just interesting? Like,
big time.
Described as phenomenal. Ryan Poles is on a national broadcast calling Tyson Bagent the hardest worker on the team.
Well, Adam, that's simple. Ryan Poles doesn't have very many dubs, so he's claiming him as a dub. I took this undrafted guy and look at what he's become.
Well, but hold on. Ben Johnson, though, is talking about, like, literally saying he reminds me of me in terms of his work ethic and the way he thinks about things.
Like, I believe that.
That's great. What do you think, Adam, when you hear that? Are they trying to motivate Caleb, or are they preparing for something different down the line?
Stop. I'm sure how much time you have here.
Weeder said that.
We're out of time.
Yeah. No, Weeder, like, literally, Adam, my podcast partner on Take the North, someday we'll have to duel. We got to catch up with you guys a little bit still, though. But anyway, Weeder said literally, Adam, that we could do, he's hosting tomorrow with me, we could do 4 hours on that concept, which scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, it scares the hell probably out of the Bears, but it's, at least as a franchise, at least in my experience, it's a storyline we know so well, where, you know, where things don't work out with the starter. I'm not ready to go down that road.
No.
Right now, I think Tyson Bagent has had an outstanding training camp. I think he has quickly won over this coaching staff. That contract extension is the best proof I could provide of that faith in Tyson Bagent that Ben Johnson now has in him. But Caleb Williams is your starter. He's going to be allowed to succeed, but also fail. This is where the patience comes in. So there will be some failure that needs to be covered and discussed by you and me, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through it, but that's part of the conversation here. But, you know, if Caleb gets hurt, Tyson will step in. I think the Bears will be confident in that, but I'm not ready to go down that QB controversy road.
No.
A road we've taken many times in the city.
Not doing it.
It's not open right now. It's not open right now.
Those streets are really rough, though. We're talking about streets.
It's
now.
An express lane, and the express lane is closed right now.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Adam, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on.
We appreciate you, man.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Yeah, you too. That is, again, Adam Johns from CHGO and the Hogan Johns Podcast.
Football, college football, it's around the corner. Deion Sanders says, there's something about what's going on here that I just was not prepared for in terms of the Colorado University. We will talk about that on the other side. More Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody and for Layla on 670 The Score.